Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
What is the plural of octopus? Is it octopuses, octopode, or octopi? What is it called when you're out for a nighttime swim and you feel something attach itself to your leg and you look down into the water to see a consortium of tentacles? And what do you call it when you go to work one day to find a new colleague who doesn't move like other people move, who clumsily stumbles on awkwardly filled shoes, who leaves puckered trails on tabletops and laptop keys? And through the gaps between their shirt buttons you see marble eyes staring back, and you realise it isn't a human being at all but a gathering of creatures from the sea. And what do you call it when you go to the zoo and there's a Pet the Octopus exhibition? And as you pet the octopus, it touches your temples of its tentacles and telepathically warns you of a coming war, that they've had enough, that they will storm our beaches, they will come through pipes, from toilets, drains, they will come through any and all water sources, and they will fit through the tiniest of spaces. And there's nothing we can do about it. What is it called? And how do you warn your family and the world of the looming danger? Is it octopuses, octopode, or octopi? Welcome to volume 82 of The Other Stories, Octopuses, or octopode, or octopi. I'm not entirely sure. If you know how to say the plural of octopuses, it'll be very handy for the coming invasion. This month we have stories from Alex Wakeford, Georgia Cook, who has 2 stories with us, and Lawson Ray, and newcomer Tina Friedrich. I'd like to welcome her to the show with big, wide, and open arms. Big, wide, and multitudinous, puckered and prehensile arms. On narration duties, we've got Justin Fife, Josh Curran, James Barnett, aka Jimmy Horace himself. And on editing duties, Duncan Muggleton, Carl Hughes, and James Barnett, aka Jimmy Horace himself. In Patreon news, we have 2 new super-powered students or soldiers in the fight to take over the world. So prepare to taste the rainbow, smell the dream, and welcome to the super-powered Patreon team. Shay's Tech Tips and Walkthroughs. Thank you very much for becoming a patron. Shay's Tech Tips and Walkthroughs superpower is that they can launch any game or computer system and instantly know each and every little detail about it. And they whisper game cheat codes in their sleep. And Shmuel C. Malov I'm so sorry if I mispronounced your name there. They can hold their face and transform it into any shape they want, be it another person's face for their espionage hobbies, or into other shapes like triangles or spaghetti or cute little dogs. Thanks very much for becoming patrons. You will get access to monthly exclusive episodes, regular episodes a week early, along with access to the HNC library of ebooks and comics. And this month, you guys will be getting two brand new exclusive episodes. No Escape, which is written by Sarah Jane Justice and narrated by Erica Ventura. And here's the logline. Devon longs to escape the loneliness of an empty house after a breakup. Unfortunately, he was never alone. And you will also get the exclusive sixth episode of our Toy Factory miniseries titled Oak 55. And it's all about the shady Reddit figure from episode one. So if you want access to those two episodes, become a patron over at patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. Lastly, every now and again, I like to pop a spotlight on some of our more frequent collaborators, you know, burn their sclera. Which bit of the eyeball is the sclera? I mean, that's like the skin bit, right? Yeah, burn their sclera, make them talk, reveal secrets, or roll on their criminal brethren. Or, you know, just tell us a little bit about their creative practice. Today, I'm really happy that we get to speak to Georgia Cook. Georgia is a writer and narrator, and you may remember her as the voice of May from our 2022 Halloween series, The Toy Factory, or you might remember her storytelling with amazing works like Shut-In, Darling Johnny, Skin Deep, Mary Mary, The Hand of Glory, and The Safe. So, Georgia, you've had a bunch of stories featured on the podcast. Do you have any personal favourites?
Personal favourites of my own? I do love Beneath the Thames, which I think was the first one you guys published of mine. It was my first attempt at kind of a Lovecraftian style horror. And I remember being so, so excited when it was accepted, because I'd wanted to be on the podcast for so, so long. So yeah, that's got a special place in my heart. Plus it's just, it's a bit gruesome and a little bit dark, which is what we like.
And do you prefer writing or narrating?
I love both. I really do. I love trying to put my own spin on the list of themes you guys send out each round, and then getting to see and interpret how another writer got along with the same prompts. And I've had the privilege of narrating some really cracking stories. So it's such good fun to be on both sides of that process. And it's been so good to stretch my narrative legs doing narration for the podcast.
Can you tell us where the inspiration for Skin Deep came from?
Oh gosh, Skin Deep. I think I went in wanting to write a story for the theme, which I believe was surgery horror, which wasn't too gory or exploitative of medical conditions, which is something I'm always really aware of, especially when writing horror, is exploiting that bend of horror that can become very cheap and punching down and, well, just exploitative, really, I suppose is the best word for it. And I really loved the idea of exploring Hollywood and that weird, surreal bubble that Hollywood and acting kind of lives in. And who can go wrong with a body full of eyes, really? That's just, it's good fun.
And what do you get up to when you're not writing or narrating spooky stories?
I'm actually a cartoonist and character designer for kids' TV in my non-horror life. So this is a slight departure from my day job.
Okay. And where did you first hear about the other stories?
I think I first heard about the other stories on, oh, it might have been the Horror Tree, when I was sort of scoping around at the start of wanting to write things for places to send stories to. And I'd recently come off of listening to a lot of the Magnus archives, so I was really into anthology horror podcasts at the time, and I listened to a couple of episodes. Oh, I can't remember which ones, and I was just like, oh, I love these guys. they've got some good stuff going.
Any advice for aspiring creatives?
It's going to sound like a bit of a cop-out answer, but write. Just write things. But learn how to finish them, even if they're not fantastic or exactly how you pictured them going. Learn how to have a finished product, and then you can put it aside, and then you can pick up the next one, and then the next one, and the next one. And then slowly your stories will become more of what you want them to be. And then also you can go back to the original ones and with new hindsight be like, oh, now I know how to fix this. Now I know how to make it more the way I want it to be. I think that's probably what I would have benefited from hearing the most when I first started writing.
Any of our favourite podcasts?
As I mentioned before, and this might be slightly out of date, and I haven't finished it yet, so no spoilers, but I adored the first few seasons of the Magnus Archives. I think that podcast sort of single-handedly kicked me into writing my own stories, and I listened to it at a very not great time of my life, so it means an awful lot to me. And if you like more spooky things, I highly recommend it.
Excellent. And what's on the horizon for your creative work?
I think these will be out by the time this episode airs, but I have my first full script audio drama out with Big Finish for the 11th Doctor in October, called, I think the box set is called Geronimo, and my story in it is called The House of Masks. And I have a story in an upcoming found footage anthology called Found, which I'm super excited for. I think that's the latest stuff.
Lastly, where can we follow you and your work?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Georgia Cooked, and on my website at georgiacookwriter.com.
Thanks again for joining us, Georgia. You got every single one of those questions correct. Well done. 9 out of 9. 10 points. If you're listening to this and you have any follow-up questions, be sure to reach out to any of our social media platforms or to Georgia herself over on Twitter at Georgia Cooked or over on her website at georgiacookwriter.com. So that's it from me. I will speak to you soon. Enjoy volume 82 of The Other Stories. Octopi. Lots of octopus. Yeah. Until next time.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.